that when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
God bless you. You families and friends, we just thank God for who he is. And I'm telling you, happy Father's Day to all of you, and especially our friends and families all over the world. We just thank God. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Special shout out to our families and friends and our fathers. Amen. I'm talking about fathers that truly in the game, because one thing about it, amen, I know that on this day sometimes it has a little reputation and has a different voice about certain things to go up to a mother. One thing about a great father, amen, my God, no matter what, they still stand in a pocket through thick and thin. You may approve or may disapprove of some of the things and some of the method, but just thank God, and no matter what, that my God that is the Father is somewhere in your midst. Amen. We just thank you all once again, ADM family. Send a special shout out to the fathers and special of ADM ministry. God bless you all. Thank God for each and every one of you, and you just continue to go strong. Amen. Amen. For those on this day, amen, that your loved one or father done passed, amen, and done went on home to glory, amen, we just send a special shout out to you, especially to the grieving family, individuals that is also grieving and remembering this day, amen, amen. At the end of the day, amen, there's no words that I could express to share with you, amen, trying to patch up different things, and I won't dare to do so. But one thing I can say, amen, you had a great example. Many of you had a great example of what a father, what a man is like in your life, amen. Focus on the good things, amen. Focus on the things, amen, that is good in your life, amen. And just thank God. Maybe some of you probably say, well, Pastor, I didn't have that figure. Well, God probably likes somebody to be the mentor, be that father figure, even the spirit. Amen. Just embrace the things that God placed around you. Just embrace the different things, and we just want to say to you, amen. I want to take this time and acknowledge my son and acknowledge, amen, Pastor Carol LeBron. She left her mother on today. Today is the day of the family grieving. Please, you know, if you know her, please reach out, embrace. If you ever lost your mother, call us. You ever lost your mother, and that is a very touching, and that's a very dear thing to you. And ADM, many of you, became strangers, many of you, amen, and the Lord did so bless her, amen. So we send a special also love and shout out to that family, amen, as they begin to grieve on today. I want to let someone know and let people know that no matter what you go through in life, ain't nothing to prepare. Doesn't matter if sickness failed on an individual or whatever happens. It's nothing to prepare you for losing a loved one. Even though you may try to be, but it's nothing to prepare you for losing that loved one. And always remember this, my God Almighty, it's not about what about people and different things. It's about the stuff that you sow. And you begin to sow blessings and begin to sow different things. And guess what? You will reap these things back to you. Amen? And there's so many people trying to figure out they can't catch a break. They can't catch this, and they always catching this and catch that. But you need to take a step back and what you year after year, time after time, what do you plan in your life? Amen? Because at the end of the day, if you are a believer or non-believer, that is a law. And it's a law, amen, that individuals in the world, they call it karma. And by the Christ, call it you reap what you sow. The Bible put it as that you shall reap what you sow, amen. So let's begin to plant these seeds, amen, for you can see your life to turn around, amen. And long as you keep planting the seeds that, my God, that is not going to bring forth good things in your life. When reaping time, you're going to constantly reap things that come into your life, amen? So you want to turn things around, amen, and you want to begin to love people, want to begin to forgive them and move on. You got to deal with what today's bring, and whatever today bring, that's what you deal with, amen? Don't deal with things from yesterday, because once you begin to deal with yesterday, yesterday begin to be your vineyard. And yesterday began to put things into your vineyard, amen, that is ungodly and it's unholy. And then you begin to reap these things and not even thinking about yesterday, amen, and what you don't put in the ground in yesterday in that vineyard. Now you're trying to put your finger on what's going on today, amen. And today doesn't have anything to do with you. Today probably have something to do with yesterday. Y'all hear me this morning, amen. I'm not trying to go there this morning. I don't know who it's for, but I truly believe that's who it's for. The things that I'm reaping today is from my vineyard that was planted on yesterday.
And if I want to keep on having a blessed day, and a blessed time, and to keep having a blessed life, I got to keep planting, my God, what I want to receive in my life. Amen. And this is why you don't allow people, you don't allow different things to dictate to you your destiny. You don't allow problems to come into your heart. You don't allow things to penetrate your spirit, regardless if it's dealing with loved ones or regardless if it's not. Amen. You don't allow these things because these things will take root in your life and they will dictate to you your promise. Amen. They're going to dictate to you about your yesterday. That's why you got to shake things off. I want to speak to some single parents right now. Amen. I understand that you might not have that man or that individual that should have been in your kid's life or should have been, my God Almighty, helping you out, pushing them through thick and thin. But at this day, amen, you look in the mirror and you just thank God, amen, for where he brought you from. You don't want to allow bitterness, my God, to set in your life, and you begin to plant these seeds and you're trying to figure out. People have to understand, even though you might have a reason to react, but your reason to react also, watch this, it also has seeds are planting, regardless if your seeds are hurt, regardless if your seeds are, my God Almighty, manipulation or whatever it is, whatever comes out of the mouth, amen, will defile the man, as scripture declares, amen, what comes out will defile. So we want to make sure, you want to make sure for you to continue to live a life that is blessed. It's about you, daughter. It's about you, son. It's about you, sir. It's about who you are, amen, and it's about what God is doing within your life personally. My God, let me tell you this, and I'm going to move on. I don't know who it is, but every end of the day, when the Lord just continues to pull me in a certain direction, I try to go, amen. It doesn't matter if you married to a person, amen. Let me tell you something, my God, you can be a married to an individual that has blessings, and their life is blessed, amen, because they're trying to do everything that is possibly to stand to the will of the Lord. But there's some reason that the other partner or the other spouse is just constantly catching it, amen. They're catching it, even though they are two individuals in the same house, they're working together, but that individual is always something with this one individual, it tends to catch it, amen. See, you got to understand that the things of the government and the order of the spirit realm, it deals with people individually, amen. It ain't dealing with you as a whole, but it judges you on how you do somebody else, my God, and pertaining to their life. Because you can have one that is blessed and the other one just catching it left and right. Y'all hear me up in here, amen. And because that other one that is catching it, they probably got some seeds that they don't plant it in different things, my God, that is going on in their own decisions and their own walk, that they have to reap what they sow. Y'all hear me? And the reaping time comes, and what it does, it begins to bring your home into a place of unbalance. Y'all hear me? It begins to bring your life into a place of unbalance. It's almost like we're doing good, but we can't get a break. We're doing good. Things always happen. We're doing good, but we can't move forward. Every time we move forward, everything moves back. And we begin to look at these situations as if these situations, amen, is attacking us as a whole. You could have a leak in your side of your bed, amen, and the other side of the bed doesn't have the leak in it, amen. And if you don't patch that hole up in that leak in that side of the bed, even though it's not on your side, eventually it's going to affect your side as well. Because what's going to happen, even though it's coming through that access door, it's going to begin to do a travel to the next individual. So now everybody is catching it. Y'all hear me? Just like the story about Jonah, when he disobeyed God's order, he jumped on this ship, amen, with these old local fishermen that had nothing to do with his stuff or what he going have going on. And he didn't know, they did not know that he had something going on. But one thing they did know, that what's going on right now is out of the ordinary. This is a problem. But thank God that he recognized that he had the issue and told them, I got to get up out of here, amen. If not, all all of you going to die, amen, because I'm the one that has problems. So, my God, we have to understand that even these days, the days that we're in, we celebrate, and amen, we want to make sure we celebrate and just thank God, amen. You got to, some of you just need to thank God. God, I thank God regardless. See, my God, let me, my God, some of us need to just thank God that we got life, amen, and we got life that we are able, amen, to help somebody else with their life. Let me tell you all something, amen. Pastor, let Pastor help many of you men today, amen, and many of you individuals to come to a place of understanding, amen. Pastor is one that raised up without his biological father. I see my biological father possibly, I want to say, for the most high estimate, 3 times out of my life, amen. One time, I do remember at the age of 5 and 6, amen. I remember spending some time with him. With that one time, he took me to McDonald's. That was that time when McDonald's had their Happy Meal as a little ship. It was a tugboat. How many of y'all remember that tugboat? Y'all hear me, amen? It was that little tugboat that I remember that at the age of 6. Now, from the age of 6, that was my last time that I seen him. That was the last time that I heard from him. So now, my God Almighty, at the age of 14, amen, won't never forget it, stayed on in Fort Pierce on 17th Street, close to Avenue E, amen, won't never forget it, from the second house, from the house that is on the corner. Y'all hear me, amen? And he pulled up into a white Cadillac with that blue ruggy top. Y'all know that rad top, amen? That's that old school there, amen? My God, with that white Cadillac in that blue rad top, I was the age of 14, amen. I didn't have even bitterness in my heart at that age. I was so happy to see him, amen. So we took the ride to my grandmother's church, amen, and that's the time I spent with him, and the most of that time for that day was probably about an hour and 30 minutes, amen. Then the next time I seen him, by that time, amen, I don't have 2 kids. My God, now I don't got married, amen. My whole life is moving into a direction, amen. And at that time, I began to develop. I was already developed some things in my heart towards this individual. But my wife helped me through it, amen. Then we took another visit, and this was probably, 21, 22 years from the age of 14, about 21 or 22 years since I seen him, or lay eyes on him, amen. And we took the drive, oh my God, in a part of Georgia, and I met him again, amen. And it was just, hey, it was, you know what? That meeting was a release for me. Y'all about to hear me this morning. That meeting didn't have anything to do with him. That meeting was a meet. It put me at peace for God to continue to bless me, because it wasn't no way God could continue to fulfill my life. And I had some things in my life that I was, my God, in my heart, even though, see, you got to understand, even though you don't have anything to do with it, a situation that brought hurt and brought rejection to you, you have to understand that's why grace will come in and God will cover you for you to get free from that situation. But when that situation presents itself to you and you don't take the opportunity to get free and you just want to hold the past over individuals' head and you want to hold different things, what's going on with individuals and all this and what you should have done, I didn't even bring nothing up. Amen. My wife would tell you, he the one brought it up that, my God, within 22 years, he haven't seen me. I was just saying, how you doing? Glad to see you. Amen. Because you know what? Life moves on. And you got to understand, you can't allow people to hold you into a past. I embrace them, forgive them, this is where it is, and realize, watch this, and realize that I'm a father as well. And if I want to change the generation curse or break a generation cycle, some generation curse don't have anything to do with you getting up in the church, you speaking in tongues, they throwing oil on you, they saying in the name of Jesus that it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's bind, it's bind, it's bad. Baby, some generation curses has something to do with you just redirecting the path of life that you came up in. Can I talk to some? I don't know, but I didn't come on to be a preacher this morning. Some generation Egyptian curses. Father, my God Almighty, some of you, my God, you can redirect, you can rechange the generation curse families. You can redirect, you can rechange by the decisions that you, y'all about to hear me, by the decision. You're going to have to take a path that you don't know anything about. You got to take a path that you, my God, you got to take a path that you never experienced rejection. So now you got to adapt to a functional environment where you came from a dysfunctional environment, and you cannot use your dysfunctional environment the reason why you cannot function today. Y'all about to hear me up in here, because once you use your dysfunctional environment and for the reason why you cannot function today, now you finna contaminate your vineyard, and you finna have everybody name in your vineyard. My God, you're gonna have a name for your what? The reason why your carrots can't grow, you got a name for that. You got a name. The reason why your corn can't grow, you got a name for that. You got a name. The reason why your oranges can't grow, you got a name for that. You got a name. The reason why I can't get healed, you got a name. The reason why I can't get blessed, you got a name. The reason why God ain't blessing me. You got a name for everything in your vineyard, and the reason why it cannot produce. Baby, brother, sister, daughter, honey, child, all of you, take a look and deal with yourself and stop holding everybody else, even though you can, but in God's eye, and we're dealing with the kid. Did the Bible tell you forgive? Did the Bible tell you to move on? Did the Bible tell you to cast your cares? Even though somebody that afflicted you, you have to understand when that grace that turns up, it's time for you to forgive. Now you are walking into sin, because you are walking into an area that you've been disobedient to God. Somebody need to text me and say, y'all move on. You better love them. You better hug them. Because at the end of the day, if somebody don't want you, it's their bad. Y'all better hear me up in here. Somebody don't want you, it's what? Their bad. Can I speak to some children this morning? Amen. That now you in your adult life and you in your adult experience, my God, don't you feel no type of way, because at the end of the day, you probably been a blessing to sit them down. You probably been a blessing that they could have took care of them. And they, if somebody don't want you, they can miss out their blessing pertaining to you. But don't you allow the actions of somebody else for you to miss out your blessing, what God has for you. Y'all better help me here. I didn't come on this morning, amen, to preach to somebody, but we just got led into that way. And I just want to tell somebody, there's so many people on this day, my God, have issues in their heart, have things in their heart. Brother and sister, you ain't talking to a man that don't understand, amen. You ain't talking to somebody. I know the man or the husband or your father in your life, he might be a bunch of hell, amen. But I want to let you know, at least you got one, my God, that is in your life. You got to understand, once you come adult, when you come of age, amen, you can make your own decision which direction, which way, which turns you're going to make. If you want to break a generation cycle, you don't have to send a text or email the pastor. Baby, you can start making decisions in your life. You can start making decisions, my God, right or left. You say, well, I don't know. Let me tell you something. When your parents, my God, began to raise you, they didn't come. It didn't come with a manual. When a father began to be a father to you, it didn't come with a menu. When a mother begins to be a mother to you, it didn't come with a menu. All they could do is the best that they know how. And at the end of the day, it's no excuses, because this pastor right here, my God, you best believe if nobody else don't give me a gold diamond reward, I'm going to give myself a gold diamond reward, because you know what? It didn't come with a natural menu, but it came with a spiritual menu. What the spiritual menu is? Baby, when you got love for something and you got love for somebody else, and when you got love for things that you got in your life, regardless if it's your child, regardless of whatever it is, you want to see it successful, you're going to put in the work, you're going to bring discipline, you're going to bring accountability, you're going to hold individuals accountable, you're going to push, you're going to make sure they have, you're going to make sure they have not. You got, can And I speak to all these true loving fathers that is true loving men, and my God, true loving fathers that, my God, they can say, Pastor, you know what? Ain't nobody taught me how to love. Pastor, you know what? Ain't nobody taught me how to be infectious. I had to learn this on my journey, because when my kids came close to me, when my responsibility got real to me, ain't nobody. I can use Papa Nim for an excuse. The bills need to be paid. I can use what Mama Nim abused for an excuse. I got my daughters and my son being bullied. I can use my lack of education as an excuse because they didn't help me at home. My God Almighty, I got daughters. I got sons. Amen. They grades need to come up. Education need to come up. I understand now what is important, and what is important now, it's my time to redirect this. Somebody help me. I got to go. I didn't mean to come on this morning and go with this here, but I don't know who it is, but I could truly believe that somebody need it. I could truly believe, my God Almighty, somebody, my God, need to receive it. I truly believe that on this day, you're about to stop allowing, my God, the things of your past planting your seeds. On this day, you're about to stop allowing your vineyard be corrupted or what was done to you. On this day, you could change, my God Almighty, your direction of life. Don't allow your direction of life keep speaking and coming up because you got things in your heart over individual that did something to you. Baby, brother and sister, I'm not trying to be nonchalant about this, but what I'm trying to be at the end of the day, hold things by spiritual and government order. Amen. And in the spiritual and government order, God done told us to cast our cares. That's a check on that. God done told us to give him everything. That's a check on that. Then the biggest piece of it all, God said, I will be a father. Y'all better hear me up in here. I might not have a natural father to my God to give me what I need, but I had a spiritual father that the scripture declared I would be a father to a fatherless. And at the end of the day, I could look towards heaven and say, you know what, Pop, you did a good job. And I want to send a shout out even to father. Then watch this. God will throw a natural father in your life, and that natural, listen, some of you all probably won't get that natural nourishment from a father until you about 40 or 50 years old. Y'all ain't hear me up in here. My God Almighty, I was late in my 30s before I got the nourishment of a true natural father, and his name is Willie Stiglitz. Y'all better hear me up in here. Amen. At the end of the day, it's never too late, baby. You never too old. Once it's too late is once you don't have life in your body. Your eyes don't open up no more. That's when it's too late. But as long as you got breath in your body, you got eyes to open, it's never too late to get nurtured by somebody that God done used in their life to be a father to you. Because how you know I'm a living witness? How you know I can tell you about it? How you know I'm still experiencing? How you know y'all about to help me up in here? Because God, and I don't want to forget my other father. Matter of fact, God gave me double for my trouble, First Lady. My God, I probably didn't have one that is biological, but God gave me one here in Georgia and another one here in Fort Pierce, Florida. My God Almighty. And his name is Rodon Lawrence. Y'all about to hear me. Listen, saints of God, you got to move the bitterness. You got to move the hurt. You got to move all this stuff out of your life and see that God never left me, nor he have not forsaken me. He given me everything that I need, and I need to move out of myself and realize that God don't bless me with everybody else. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My goodness, I got to go, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I wasn't planning on going this way. I had no thoughts at all, but I want to let somebody know, amen, I understand that at the end of the day, you might say my father or this and my father that, but brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You got to be accountable of your direction, and you cannot allow the past be accountable or hold you hostage. So many people and so many men, let me talk to the men for a second. So many men is sabotaging relationship because of their relationship that they probably never had with their father or never had with their parents, relationships that they done been hurt by, Relationship, all they've been seeing is abuse. Relationship, and now it don't sabotage your relationship. Can I speak to that devil and tell that devil to get out of your eyesight? Because the most common words is, this is all I saw in my life. This is all I saw. Baby, let me tell you something. You could turn on to a love story on the TV. If the devil is alive, that's all you saw. Y'all about to hear me. That's all you want to see right now, because you could see something different. Once you done came to a place and know right for wrong, you totally understand at the end of the day, it's wrong to treat somebody like this. It's wrong to do that. So I cannot continue to hold my mind past as my accountability. I got to take accountability of my own action. I'm about in my 40s. I'm in my 40s, late 30s. I'm in my 50s, and I'm still making excuses for the past. Brother, sister, you about to sit your grown self down and put on some grown pants and pull them up. And at the end of the day, I cannot allow this individual and anybody to direct my life. Hallelujah. 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 Is anybody there? Is anybody want to be set free? Is anybody want to embrace God and say, thank God I made this decision. I wasn't wrong. I thank God I came into it. Many of you still waiting on a generation cycle be broken. I start limited. I start looking real deep. When folks start coming to me now and say, Pastor, can you pray this generation curse off of me? Can you pray this generation? I start looking real close in the spirit realm, because a lot of things in your life has already been cut. It's already been deleted. It's you trying to retie back to it. Y'all ain't hear me up in here. Because watch this. Many people, this is what the enemy is very cunning of. He will allow your memory and what you have in your memory. Because at the end of the day, you can forgive, but the devil is a liar that you can forget everything. Some things you probably forget, but you ain't going to forget everything. That's why it calls a memory. That's why you have a what? A memory. Some things you are not going to forget. Even the most trauma thing or the most strategic thing that took place in your life, I'm sorry, it might not be forgettable. Amen. You have people now, that's why people got licensed to be therapists. That's why Bible talks about godly counsel, because at the end of the day, we try to help you to cope with these issues that is in your memory. Amen. These issues that is in your memory and it's taking an effect on your life right now. Y'all hear me? But the enemy understand about that memory and about your mind. He already knows that different events that happen, you still call it still happening, or it's still remembering in your memory, in your mind. And he says, if I can reconnect these memories back to the time where God done sliced them, or the time where they got disconnected, or the time where you start moving on with your life, let me reconnect these memories back to the time, God Almighty, when everything got split, amen, and let you think that you still connected to my God Almighty. Let you think, baby, I'm sorry. You might had a father that came home drunk all the time, but you got your own house right now. You ain't living in a house where somebody coming down drunk all the time. Because why? That area in your life is what cut. Y'all hear me? It's time for you to do what somebody say, I need to move on. I got to move on. I got to stop allowing Peter and Paul and all these, my God, things in my life that keep me hostile, holding up my vineyard. My God, I'm talking to some marriage couple. Even to my God, let's do a little marriage counseling right now. Amen. I told you, you don't need to come and sit with talk with pastor. If you could just sit up under the Holy Ghost, it will help you. It will lead you. That's why some marriage couples can't get a break. Amen. You got a blessing here, somebody blessed here, but somebody got this going on. You're trying to figure everything out, because when two is on one accord, you can't help but get something corporate. But if it's not a corporate blessing coming in the house, it's somebody is off course. My God, y'all got to understand, even though they might be putting on a good front in the the house, but if something might be going on outside of the house. My God, can I speak to somebody? Done been through, my God, done been through cheating. They had to went through the divorce, and they went through that. Amen. And they trying to figure out, my God, the hardest they working, regardless if you're a man or a woman, hardest they working, it seems like my house ain't being blessed. The hardest we going at, it seems like the house ain't being blessed. Yeah, the hardest that I'm praying, my God, my man coming home, he's being good to me. Everything is all right, but it seems like my house ain't being blessed. Bills are getting paid. It seems like my house is not being blessed. But sure enough, you have some intuition that went on, say something ain't right up in here, and you couldn't believe it because you would never dare to think that that would happen. And what happened? Sure enough, it was true. Now you realize why my home wasn't blessed, because God cannot corporately bless what is a mess, even though the mess is not coming from who? You. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Even though you ain't the mess, can't corporately bless. We lay the seed down, and in the spirit realm, you cannot hide behind nobody. I cannot hide behind my wife. Amen. From my actions that I do. Amen. And what will happen is, yeah, we might have a roof over our head, but the strain going to be on her. Yeah, we might be keep eating, the strain going to be on her. Why? Because the blessings is not falling on me, it's falling on her, and now the whole responsibility load, God can't take me where I need to be. I'm talking to somebody, and somebody getting delivered at the same time. God can't take me where I need to be as a man, because I'm still stuck in my foolishness and my way. So God got to bless the only individual, my God Almighty, that is trying to make it. So now the responsibility falls on the individual. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So we have to understand that we don't want to plant seeds in our life that are going to keep constantly year after year after year. Many people that don't be blessed year after year after year, and they always going through this thing year after year. I could sit down with them, and I could chase, my God, chase their time back and show them year after year, you've been having the same old issues but with different people. You've been having the same old problems but with different jobs. You've been having the same old things but with different scenery. You've been going through the same old thing, but in a different state. Amen. Until we deal with us, amen, and work on ourselves, we cannot lay what needs to be laid. Amen. Come on, my God Almighty, where we are, true fathers and true men of God. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. Because at the end of the day, love and compassion for another life, at the end of the day, regardless if you gave the life or didn't give the life, love and passion for another life is what make you a true father. Amen. I'm talking to, can I talk to somebody? Amen. They might not make the best money in the world. Y'all about to hear me. They might not have the best job in the world, but one thing they truly got, they got love and passion. And with that love and passion, regardless if I'm from them or not from them, it doesn't matter. They got love and passion from another life. I'm going to always have a roof over their head. They're going to always be provided for. They might not be provided with lots of and oxtails and all that good stuff, amen, but they will be provided. They are going to eat. Can I speak to some brothers? Stop being insecure of what you got going on and what you have in your life, and understand at the end of the day, regardless if it's my wife or whatever, I look at this thing, this is my family, and however me and my family got to work together, me as a father, I'm doing my job, amen, because why? We working together as a unit. We working together as a team. We working together, my God, as two individuals that God put together as one. I can't get insecure because she making $50,000 more than me. Brother, you going crazy? Amen. At the end of the day, God bless it. I thank God that I'm being a father. I'm being what I need to be, because at the end of the day, what God has for me, it is for me. All I need to do is keep walking. God going to keep blessing. Regardless if my blessing got to come through somewhere else, but long as my home is blessed, long as my family is blessed, long as me and my house and we are blessed. Oh, Jesus, I got to go. I got to go. Hallelujah. We have to understand that this is a day that we reflect on fathers. And this is a day that many people allow the issues of what they've been through, dealing with fathers and dealing with their past, to continue to set their life up into a place to where their harvest or their life become rough. Oh, my God, my life, it was rough for a little bit. And it was rough for a little bit, and I didn't know why. Because I was the individual that always loved God. Even by the time I turned 19 years old, I was sold out. I was sold out with God. I was sold out in the Holy Ghost, baptized, filled believer. Ain't no dipping and dabbing in the world. I'm talking about that. Ain't nobody went to playing. Ain't nobody went to jumping and jiving. I was sold out with the Lord. I was sold out. And I'm talking about a tongue-speaking, praying-filled, Holy Ghost-filled young brother. And ain't allowed, my God, my worldly environment to dictate to you, to dictate to me about my relationship. But even that time, I was going through a hard time. I was going through a hard time. Didn't understand it. I didn't come into the realization of certain doors being opening until late in my mid-30s, when my life began to transition. In my mid-30s, in my late-30s, amen, in my mid-30s, that's when I began to realize that at the end of the day, it's not about my past. It's not about them. I'm allowing my past and my hurt and my rejection that came from my own immediate family, amen, that didn't have understanding, my God, till it came from my own mediated family to allow that to keep me hostage, amen. Allow my hurt and my past for me and my mother relationship, my God, in my youth, amen. I'm talking about a youth, my God almighty, that, my God, somebody you're looking at being abused, amen. I think it's just recently, a couple of years ago, to the marks that, my God, that as me as a child that was whipped on my legs, amen, from a beating, amen, it just began to fade away. My God, even my wife seen the marks that was crossed my thighs, amen, because I got whooped as the youth, amen. I got whooped, and all that, my youth days, and got built up, and it came to a place, my God, I'm getting delivered myself. Lord have mercy. All that in my youth days, in my time, I begin to hold things in my heart that my father, he wasn't there, amen, and I'm going through these things as a family. I begin to build up different things, then guess what? It began to open up a door, and that door opened, my God, it brought forth the spirit that I had inside of me, and it was tingling all up in me, and it called the spirit of rage, and it was the spirit of anger. I wanted folks to hurt physically. I didn't want to hurt your spirit. I want to hurt folks spiritually, amen. Physically, like I was hurting physically, amen. I was hurt physically, dealing with rejection. Pastor done dealt with that spirit of rejection. I dealt with all that, amen. And I was hurt, amen. And I was so hurt, and I'm walking throughout the years, and I found a comfort place with the Lord, amen. I found the comfort place with him, and I started having experiences. Because when the scripture declares, I'll be a father to the fatherless, y'all about to hear me up in here. That ain't no joke. It's telling the truth. Because he don't have to took me in and taught me, watch this, he taught me how to be a man. I'm telling you right now, he taught me, the spirit of the Lord taught this young boy at that time how to be a man. How's that? Because I remember I used to have to walk to work, my God, and walk 2 and 4, and I'm talking about 8 miles, 16 miles, 10 miles, church and all this kind of stuff here, and I used to cry. I'm talking about walk late nights. I used to have on boots, holes, the road, the asphalt, the 8 holes in my boot, in the seal of my bottom of my shoe. I have to get a piece of cardboard, and I used to slide a cardboard up in that thing so I could walk, but the rocks of the asphalt is still going into the cardboard, and the man, it was hurting, amen. But I used to walk, and I used to just cry and cry and cry. I always had this gift, my God almighty, that hearing in the spirit realm. I couldn't say it was the voice of God at that time, but in spirit realm, I used to hear things as me and you talking. I always had that gift. Then one day, I was just crying, and I was crying, and I just said, my goodness. Then a voice spoke to me, and I know it is the spirit of the Lord now. He tells me, though, you got to shed, don't you shed another tear. Wipe your eyes and look up. He said, then I told you I'll be your father to the fatherless. You rock yourself. You don't. And then I went to cry. Then I went to tell him about my power. But Lord, I just said, but this, and they done did this. They done did that. You don't understand why things gonna happen in your life the way it did. You don't understand why things went the way it did. Y'all about to hear me. Many people begin to put and hide behind their issues and say, you know what? y'all got to excuse me. Pastor getting delivered too some more. My goodness. You know, many people begin to say, you know what? You know what I mean? That God did it for me for a reason. God did it for me. Sometimes it's not about you, boo. Sometimes God can be taking you through, allow whatever happened in your life for the other individual. Y'all about to hear me. And sometimes you don't even understand why things happen. It ain't until, my God, I got up in my 20s, my God, and I began to have this tough conversation with my mother. I'm talking about mama. Listen, anything out there, my God, that anything out there that you can hit somebody with, my God, pastor, I'm being whooped with it. I'm talking about the stripes that I was talking about, the bruise caused my leg that was cutting my thighs. That come from a extension cord. I was in elementary. I will never forget. And I had a report card that had American flags on it. You will think that I worked for the government with all no flags. Y'all hear me. Amen. And I will never forget. And my mother, my sister used to tell me all the time. And she got that report card, brought it home. And I'm talking about I got beat. I don't got beat. Phone cords, extension cords, water hoses. My God, sticks I used to love because at that time I was in martial arts. And I learned how to break sticks and tips up my body to break it. So when I get tired of getting hit with it, I could break it and fall out on the floor like she don't kill me. Amen. I went through all that kind of stuff. And at the same time, the voidness of a father, the voidness of the man. So I start growing up, I start having this bitterness and anger more and more inside of me because I ain't have nobody to talk to. I ain't have a father. I used to see the kids with theirs and everybody doing theirs, amen. I used to try to clean to them, but they make sure I keep the mother kids make sure you stay out of. You ain't finna take their daddy from them and all that, amen. And all that. So one day I had to sit down and talk with my mother. And I had to ask her, I say, mother, I say, why? And you know, because I went about 12 or 13 years living in the same town, didn't speak to her, didn't go and see him, didn't do anything, because I had all this stuff inside of me. Amen. All this stuff. And I went to her and I talked to her one day and I said, why? And she said, son, I was a single mother. I was a single mother with 5 kids. And I say I was nervous that I had to work 2 and 3 jobs because she used to work by 2 and 3 jobs at one time. I was nervous about working 2 and 3 jobs. So what I had to do when y'all got out of line, I had to put fear in your heart. Put fear in your heart. That way I know that you probably won't go and mess up if y'all go and try to do something. I had to put fear in your heart. And that fear, and I had fear, and also I was hurt as well. And I was singled out as well. So that fear and that fear in my heart and my hurt in my heart, it was also anger as well when y'all mess up because y'all didn't realize how hard I'm out here trying to work and provide for you all. And you know, that conversation, it set me free because I was going through life blaming them and did not understand why things take place. Let me tell somebody this morning, you might be blaming your father, you might be blaming your parents, but baby, until you sit down and have a real conversation and they could be real with you, you probably will never understand. All you could do is see it out of your vision. But when you begin to take it from somebody else's vision and see where they came from and see how they seen things, amen, y'all about to understand. My God, you be holding on to something, my God, that is keeping you trapped in your life to where God said you don't even need it. If you understood, if you understand what this individual been through, it will set you free. Y'all hear me? So at the end of the day, I thank God that at that moment, my God almighty, in my late 20s, that God been getting to set me free because I didn't realize that, my God, it took me down a road of homelessness. It took me down a hard road because why I had so much of stuff inside of me that I had to forgive who? I first had to forgive me, my God almighty, how I was towards them. I know that sounds crazy right there because you probably like, Pastor, what you being? You forget. No, baby, I had to forgive me because I thank God that grace came on my life for I could learn a little bit. I thank God that God placed some peoples in my life for that season to teach me a little bit and teach me something about me other than me getting jacked up and getting all crazy and fighting everybody and continue to go through a life of poverty and a life of hell. Y'all hear me? And a life of mess. And I had to learn that it was me that needs to forgive them, even though they might not come and ask for your forgiveness, or show for forgiveness, but I needed to set myself free. It's something that when people is walking, my God, around here and got keys to their own cell, and all you got to do is take your key that you got in your hand and unlock your own door and open your own door and walk yourself on. Y'all better hear me this morning. It's maybe somebody out there listening to me all over the world. You might got it. My God, you might feel like you're in a jail cell. You isolated. But baby, can I tell you something? You got the keys to unlock yourself right there in your hands. It's nobody don't have that power to lock you up and throw away the key. You better get your keys and let yourself out, because at the end of the day, you need to forgive them so you can move on in your relationship. You need to forgive them so you can move on in your blessed life. You need to forgive them so you can move on and let God open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. It wasn't about them being set free, because I cannot choose another man's freedom. Another man got to choose his or her own freedom, but I could choose my freedom, because the scripture declares, my God, whom I set free is free indeed. Come on, church. Hallelujah. My goodness, hallelujah. 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 Your vineyard dealing with you. Think, stop talking this nonsense that the devil is attacking my blessings. The devil don't have no jurisdictions to attack what God done bless. That goes against the word of God, whom I bless. No man cannot curse. Whatever God does for you, no one cannot take it away. I don't care, my God Almighty, even a witch doctor over there in Nigeria. Can I see to my Nigerian sons and daughters? My God Almighty, in Africa, ain't no one over there, no witch doctor, no soothsayer, no medicine working could take away the blessings that God has for you. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But you could contaminate your own blessings. But you could do your own. Because nobody don't plant my vineyard. I plant my own vineyard. Nobody don't have no jurisdiction right in your own vineyard. They cannot plant in your vineyard. When I plant a seed in somebody's life, my God Almighty, I'm planting that seed in my own vineyard. But I got to do it in somebody else. Amen. So I can lay that seed in my own vineyard. Because nobody don't have the right or jurisdictions or authorization to come in my vineyard and mess with my seeds or mess with my crop or deal with my ground. It only deals with me. So what you're looking at in life, and what many of you looking at in life, maybe you're looking at something that is in the past. Maybe you're still holding on to something that you ain't let go yet. Maybe you, my God, maybe you, instead of you naming your crop what it is, instead of you naming your crop, my God Almighty, corn and tomatoes and, my God, potatoes and, my God, oranges and tangerines, you naming your crop something else because it's not producing right. You got to take the good with the bad and understand when something don't produce in the spirit realm, it's not producing because it don't have the capability to produce. It's producing because it's lacking something to cause it produce. It's lacking some nutrition. It's lacking some water. It's lacking the sun. It's lacking soil that is fertile and dealing with fertilizer or food for the soil. It's lacking something. And whatever is lacking, it got something to do with you. Y'all hear me? It has something to do with you. So I dare you, my God, on this Father's Day, for many of us, regardless if you're a male or you're a female, you might need to take a step back and look and see what I'm lacking, what you need to be set free on. Regardless if it doesn't have an issue to do with parents, it doesn't have the issue to do with your parents. Regardless if it has the issues to do with something else. What are you lacking for your vineyard to be blessed? What are you lacking for things to keep coming around in your life that's not being blessed? Stop allowing your past to dictate to you your relationship, and you sabotage every relationship that comes your way, regardless of whatever relationship it is. You, my God, some things doesn't take, my God, me speaking in tongue and praying over you and fasting 40 days. You could generation, my God, cut and sever yourself. The most powerful thing and the most quickest thing that I've seen in the spirit realm is individuals that could bring, my God, spiritual separation between them and what trying to tie them down. You could begin to make the decisions of your life. You don't have to make the same choices. You got to understand, choices is what it is. It's a choice. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You choose that. You don't have to be a drug addict. You choose that. You don't have to be a person that have gambling addiction. You choose that. Even though you might have a tough struggle than somebody else because of what you've seen, what was around you. But these things are still a way of choice. It's not something that is, has to be done. Some things that you don't seen in your life, it begins to shape your perspective. But also, it be a different perspective that is shaped as well. And it's your choice which direction whom you want to serve or which way you want to go. When you get to a certain point in life, sons and daughters, it becomes a life of choices and decisions. Everything else of your past, you choose to hold on to it. You choose to allow that to keep you or have that continue to make excuses for you because it's only one direction. You got to understand for those that have kids in this world, they didn't choose to be here. You made that choice for them. Y'all know what I mean. You made that choice, so they didn't choose to be here. It's not fair for them to be held hostage why you cannot produce substance and goodness because of what was done to you in your past. They came in with innocent hands, and they came in with innocence. Everything they learned to this point where they at, everything that they know, amen, to a certain point of life, and certain point when they got right for wrong, they learned from visualing you. They learned it. And they have to come to one day to make the same decision. What I learned in life, if it's something I can keep in value or it's something that I need to get away from because it's prospering me no value. That's a choice at a certain point you have to make. At a certain point, it becomes your accountability. It's not accountability where the spirit realm says, you was a child, you did not know. The man of God says, when I was a child, I acted as a child. Come on. I put away all these childish things. That means childish thoughts. That means different things. And I became what? He began to walk in an area of adultery. What area you going to walk in? Why you're not being blessed? Stop using somebody else as an excuse for you not having water coming in your life because you got a leak on your side of the bed. It's a leak in your building. And if that person don't move, and it will always be a decision that when it comes to spouses, it will be a decision that they're going to make because it's a leak in that building and they cannot stop the leak because even if that other person want to get over there and put a hole in that leak and patch it up, they can't. You know why? Because it's not for them to patch up. It's not for them to stop. They don't have the jurisdiction. They can only go so far to help you or they help you to patch up different areas, but they cannot do it for you. You have to begin to get up there and do it for yourself. Because what is going to happen, the leak going to get so much, and they're going to begin to be so saturated into something else that they know that it could be stopped, then a decision will have to be made. Because it's either they're going to keep continue to be drowning or they're going to make a decision to live and live life. Please do not put your relationship or marriage in that strain because you want to be naive to the fact of you got a hole and don't want to deal with self and don't want to get delivered from your past and understand that your perspective and your personality and your character is a residue for what went on in the past. My anger, my rage didn't have nothing to do with what God done brought me. It didn't have nothing to do with what I done established in my life. It ain't had nothing to do with the disagreements of a marriage, the disagreement that had different things. It had something to do with where I came from. And if I never let that go, when God says, son, it's time now to let it go. It's time to end this. It's time to do it. Guess what? My past be set me up for my future. And that past of having that kind of stuff, or hurt, bitterness, anger, and never get a chance to be set free, all I'm doing, it's contaminating my vineyard. I'm killing every crop in my ground. I'm suffocating every blessing that God brought in my life. Instead of me living a life of prosper and living a life that I know I can live and living a life of peace and joy, I'm living a life of isolation. I'm living a life of rejection. And we're living a life that nothing can go right. I cannot keep money. I can't keep a job. I can't keep this. Can't keep a solid relationship. Everything that happened, it's going to go. To the point that I get by myself. And some of you, do not settle. Say, it looks like I got to be by myself. It looked like because everything around me got to go. Stop settling, because God never made a man or a woman to be on an island by themselves. You're going to need somebody. I don't care if you need somebody to get a job. I don't care if you need somebody for some help one day. You might got a brand new car right now, but that brand new car is going to be an old car, and some brand new stuff got a factory defect, and that you're going to need to call on somebody. Amen? So don't burn your bridges to settle. I got this. I got that. I got this. I don't need nobody. I don't need y'all now. I don't need that. Baby, you're going to need somebody. I don't care if you get up in your older age. You're going to wish you did right by somebody, because now folks don't want to fool with you. Amen? So you're going to need somebody. So get it right now. I don't care if you are up in your older age. Forget all that stuff. Forgive yourself. For you don't have to leave here bitterness and hurt stationed in your heart. Move on. You have control of your life now. You make the decisions in your home now. You make the decision and you raise your kids up in the way they should go. And you can retrain and redirect life, soul ties, generation curse. You can suffer it. You can retie it and give them an opportunity that they never had. I was raised and born in the ghetto, First Lady, and you was too, both of us. Raised in the ghetto, projects. But one thing that I'm so blessed and so happy that I redirected a generation soul tied of property. And now my kids have an opportunity to walk into a situation of bless. Not saying that it's something against that someone that lives there is there. It's nothing against it all as well. It's nothing against it. But what's against it, I have an issue with if we stay there. We don't need to stay there, but we need to begin to do better before we can get out of there and change the demographic of what people or what you say about you. Change that demographic. Brothers, you could change that demographic. Stop being a baby daddy and be a baby father. Stop being somebody that I got children and be about somebody that you are responsible for what you don't put in this world. She didn't got the baby by herself. She ain't married. She did not get it by herself. She is not married. She didn't place it in herself. And brothers, stop complaining because you don't marry into a situation that this individual already have some children. And now you got all kinds of nonsense. You knew what you was dealing with before you said, I do. You don't say I do to her and don't accept them. You're going to be held accountable. You are a what? Father. You could take self out of the dad and just put dad. Yes. Y'all hear me this morning? Amen? You are a father. And we got to understand that is a life. Did not make the decisions that you don't want them to or that they are in. Thank God for reasonable and mature parents that made certain decisions, that certain things that couldn't fit because it would continue a toxic environment. But you could come and bring balance to an environment that was toxic and begin to take your part. Let's take all our parts. Let's begin to walk in the place of blessing. My goodness, I don't even know which way to go from here. My goodness, Lord have mercy. Listen, Jesus, hallelujah. I don't know which way to go from here, but let's begin to take ownership of our own actions. And let's stop like blaming everybody else for their actions. Listen, I think First Lady, the reasonable part that we could do right now is open up the lines to anybody want to say Happy Father's Day or something like that. What do you think? You know, I don't know what to do right now. You know, I really don't. But at the end of the day, I knew what God is trying to speak to somebody, and the Spirit of the Lord was trying to get something. Please, thanks for God, understand that in the spirit realm, the things that I teach and the things that I say, I deal with the front door of the spirit. It's no back door. It's no window. You don't can't through the roof. You can't through a different angle. It's only one way is it's right. Your forgiveness is for you. You have to forgive them. Forgive them for what they've done and what happened. You forgive them. I forgive you, and I forgive myself for responding to what you've done and how you. I thank God I did that because it set me so free. My mother is my closest. My parents, you know, I raised Nanda on both sides. One's here in Georgia, one's here in Florida. I'm talking about these are our parents. My goodness, and I'm glad I did that. My father, even though he don't even reach out to me from that last time, but guess what? I love him. At the end of the day, I have to accept him for who he is. I have to accept him and stop trying to pull something from him that he never gave or never tried. And I have to be that. And you all need to stop that. Accept people for who they are. And stop trying to pull what you want from an individual, what you feel as though they should do. And continue to allow yourself to continue to go in hurt. And to continue to allow yourself to go in pain and go into rejection. You got to accept the situation of who they are for who they are. And that way you will continue to be free. And you will take that power from the enemy and try to bring the memories back. Your pain that you're experiencing. Don't give him that authority. Don't give him that power. I'm going to go to the phone line. We're going to let you go ahead and come on in. If you or kids want to say, Happy Father's Day to your father, to your family, you really can. You go ahead and press 1 at this time. Amen. I know it's an unusual service and an unusual thing. I'm listening. You know, I don't even have no words to explain. But we just want to love you all. And I know many of you want to love your fathers and want to love your parents. You can. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I'm going to go ahead and buzz you on in. And please take your phone off mute. Can you take your phone off mute? Because if your phone is on mute and you don't realize it and I call your number out, I'm going to move on, okay? So please take your phone off mute at this time. If your phone is on mute, I will buzz you in. And realize this. If your phone, if I haven't buzzed you in, nobody cannot hear your background, cannot hear your conversation. So you don't have to worry about anybody can hear you, and that's why it's on mute. No one cannot hear you. We have a dashboard here that where I mute the phone or open up your line, okay? So everybody's phone line is muted right now. I'm going to go open them up one by one by the last digit of your phone number, okay? I'm going to the first line now. God bless you. 779 at the phone. Your viewers on the air. God bless you. On the air, 7797. Hello. Okay, gonna move on. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. You're on the air. 0442.
Good
God
morning,
bless you.
Everyone.
You're on... Good morning. There you go.
Okay.
Hey,
good morning.
Go.
Happy Father's Day, Apostle. I love you dearly. I want to say Happy Father's Day to my father also. I love him dearly. I also want to say Happy Father's Day to my husband. I love him dearly. And to the ABM family. Huh? I'm sorry.
What's their name? Call the names out. Call the names out.
I want to say Happy Father's Day to my father, Willie. I want to say Happy Father's Day to my husband, Cedric. I want to say Happy Father's Day to my brother, Willie. And I want to say Happy Father's Day from the Women's Ministry to all my ADM fathers. I love you dearly. Enjoy your day to the fullest.
Amen. Thank you. Happy Father. Sister Deshaun, I'm going to go back to this number again, 7797. God bless you. You on. God bless you. Okay. Amen. Let's go to 0883.
Good morning, Apostle. Amen. I want to say Happy Father's Day to you, Apostle Temple, my spiritual father. Happy Father's Day to everybody, every father that's under the sound of my voice. But I want to just be transparent and be just naked this morning. Even though you might have been talking to the fathers, I want you to know that a deliverance started with me on Friday. And I could say today that the words that came out of your mouth gave me full deliverance today in reference to forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. So I just want to tell you thank you for your obedience, because now I can say I'm no longer that caterpillar. I'm that butterfly in that area now, because we do have to let go of self things. And I just right. thank you and First Lady for helping me and being a part of my process, being those people that accept the call when the prophetic came to me years ago. So I just want to say thank you for the word, and just thank you for being truthful, because that's what we need to hear. We need to hear the truth. I'm tired of hearing the sugar-coated parts of the gospel. I need to hear the true words that God is saying. So I want to say thank you again, and happy Father's Day.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God, if you get to the point of life to where you don't be delivered, you don't get into a dangerous part of your life, always remember that no matter how old you get, how far in life you get, you're going to always be something you deliver. We was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So therefore, it's going to be something always need to be cleaned it up in our life. Amen? Let's go back to the lines. Amen. 3923. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle. This is
good morning.
I just want to wish you happy Father's Day. And I want
to
wish happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And that's it.
Thank you, Felicia. Amen. God bless you all. That's the line. 6514. God bless you. 6514, you're on the air. Amen. Go to the next one. 8860. God bless you. You're on. If your phone's on mute, please take them off.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor. This is Bud Hazel. I just want to say thank you and First Lady for everything y'all do. And I'm glad y'all in my life. And I want to say thank you. Just thank you for everything. And I want to thank God for my three wonderful kids, my grandson, which I love dearly. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Adrian never say much, but when he say much, you can feel it from the heart when he does it. And especially in that area, it is heartfelt. Amen. Back to the line. 6 5 8. God bless.
Happy Father's Day, Apostle.
Oh, God bless you.
This is
God bless you. God bless
you. Like to say happy Father's Day to you and all the 80 young men, and especially you, because you know how you are a pillar in our life. And especially shout out to my husband for always riding with me no matter what. Even though he rides me toe to toe no matter what. And happy Father's Day to my two oldest sons, Tony and Khalees, for being who they are and doing their things. And my dad, Troy Barber.
Amen. You know what? It's a blessing. This family here has been such a blessing to me, because it's hard for a family corporately to accept a spiritual father. And it's hard for even a husband to accept a spiritual father for his wife, because of the directions and the chastisement that comes with it. It causes things. But these two, I just want to say thank you all for embracing, and now you are seeing the benefits that what God is really trying to do, and you're embracing that father, spiritual father figure that God placed me over you all life, because I know it can be hard, especially corporately, a family to have, but end of the day, now you're seeing the benefits of the blessings that the Lord has done with you all because of you all accepted. I just thank you all for it, and I know you all blessed for accepting it, so we thank God for it. I'm going to go to the line 0186. God bless you.
God bless. I want to say happy Father's Day to Father God and happy Father's Day to your apostle and to every father on the line and ADM. God bless and enjoy your day. It's very well deserved.
Amen. This is my daughter. This is our daughter from New York. God bless you, Sister Tammy. Y'all are messing names
you
right now. God bless you, Sister Tammy. God bless you, your air, 9257. God bless you.
Happy Father's Day, Apostle, and happy Father's
hey,
Day
mother.
To all the ADM fathers. And thank you, Apostle,
mother.
For being so transparent. God bless you.
Mother, y'all listen, Mother Helen, I don't say much and I don't like to put a lot of things out there, but my mother bought me these peaches from I don't know. Mother, I'm telling you, you don't need to make a pie out of these peaches. You can eat these peaches and they like peach pie. I'm telling you, thank you, Mother, for the things you gave. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I always be on the go. A lot of times my wife step in for me, but I just want to say thank you. And all of you all, I'm continually to get cards and to get gifts. Man, I just don't have much work. You know, it was hard for me to deal with it personally. Trust me, it's even harder now because usually I can look at Mother Helen and she'll like, she'll give me a look and then I got to go along with it. But now, listen, I thank you all. I'm still receiving gifts. I'm still receiving cards from my birthday last week. And I just want to tell you all thank you. I'm going to sit and read every card. I have not read some of them yet because I want to be in a place to where I'm not working, I'm relaxed, and I can sit and read it because I like to tap into your heart and feel it. So thank you all. Continue. Go back to the line again. 3949. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer. I just wanted to take the time. You all know this is a heavy day for me. My mother got her wings on Father's Day, and I lost my father February the 15th day after Valentine's Day. But in spite of my heart being filled, Apostle, I just have to come on and say happy Father's Day. And I thank God for putting you all in my life because you have made a difference, and I am where I am and was able to be of service to my family. Because I was in a very dark place when I met you, and you took me by my hand and you led me to the light, and the light is yet shining. And I just want to say I love you, thank you. I know that God used you and your wife to help me to come up, and you taught me to get blessed and to stay blessed. And even though my mother went home today, I'm still blessed. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am so blessed. And I thank and I praise God that Mother OG been a mother to me for so many years and that I'm not alone. And I thank God for my ADM family, male and female, but I wish all y'all fathers a wonderful Father's Day. Hallelujah. Don't take fathers for granted. And let us live our best life. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Carey, I want you to give the family. I want to send out your number to. It's okay. I can send it to everybody because the mother, the person that I was talking about, this you all, I called her name out. This is Pastor Carey. She lost her mother, and her mother loved ADM, and
yes.
She loved her. She really did, and not only her mother, the whole family, and we want to make sure. There and whatever we could do. And that, and also to encourage she got many other things going on in her life that she somebody should do. And so we could tag team and somebody could get Monday, Tuesday and just step up and be there. Amen. So we want to do that for let's do that for, and let's show the love and embrace. But this is a tough time. Amen. And not only for her, it's update for kids.
because we've been praying different things, you know, to Rob. And also, you know, we're here with you. You know, Pastor is. Pastor will never stop loving you. That's not in me. It will never happen. And, you know, we're here for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Johnny. 70-27.
Good afternoon, Pastor. This is Mother Weaver. I wish you a happy Father's Day and many, many more. And I lost my father when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
And happy Father's Day to all the nation, fathers all over the nation. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Love y'all. Thank you.
We love you too. This is another one. You press one and say, listen, it's on their heart. Thank you, Mother Weaver. God bless you. 0470, you're on the air. God bless you. 0470. Amen. If your phone is on mute, you might want to take it off. I'm going to come back to that caller. God bless you. 6131, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sister Kenyatta. I would just like to say first, hi. I would just like to say first, happy Father's Day to my sister father. Him and his wife have truly been a blessing in my life. And I really don't say much, but I just want to wish you a happy Father's Day and to all the fathers. On the line and over the nation.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Brothers, y'all, your mans and the fathers, y'all, listen, they turning out for us today. So this is the last Father's Day. We can say, well, Father's Day don't be like that as much. We have a great one right now. God bless you. I'm going back to that 7227. God bless you. You on. Amen. God bless you. 0470, you on. Amen. If your phone is on mute, you might want to unmute it. 0470, you are on. Amen. 7920, God bless you, you are on.
Happy Father's Day, Pastor Temple.
God
bless
you.
And I pray that you have many. I pray that you have many, many more. And I would like to say happy Father's Day to my husband, Deacon Jackson.
Hey.
And every man at ABN.
Amen, amen. And, you know, this is another family couple. Mother Jackson and Deacon Joe Jackson, they are helping me, a young man, as a spiritual father. And Deacon Joe, he said something online on my birthday, and he said something, he really did meant it. Because Deacon Joe, you know, it's just amazing for one to accept a person as a spiritual father. And it's amazing because it's not easy to walk with a true spiritual father. They will redirect you. They will correct you. They will deal with you about you. And trust me, you might end up getting mad. But it's for spiritual is there not only to develop you spiritually, but they are there to help you develop naturally. And they dare to be there for you all the way. It's not some of the stuff that people call like spiritual father. They really are being your mental pastor. Spiritual father is there spiritually and there naturally. They did a pocketbook. You know, my mentor, Dr. Cindy Trim, taught me that one. Say, if you want to accept folks as a spiritual son and daughter, you better believe you better bring your wallet. Because that's what the job takes, and the jobs take some of that. So thank you. God bless you. 7821. You're on.
Happy Father's Day, Pastor. And I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers at ABM. Y'all enjoy y'all day.
God bless you, my Bernie. This is another daughter of mine. God bless you.
You better believe it.
Yes, sir. This is my Peter daughter, y'all. This is the daughter that in the Bible she is. This is her. This is her right here. And I love her for who she is. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too, Pastor.
God bless you all. It was a blessed thing. Amen. You all are blessed. Let me tell you, you know, the most beautiful thing that you can give yourself and give reward is free yourself. Amen. And begin to accept life and make your decisions to better your life. At the end of the day, you know, no one did not tell me or no one did not really can really show you that this road will be easy. But one thing that we can all truly say, thank God that is far. You done came so far. And you need to continue to go far. Forgiveness don't only have to do with Father's Day or dealing with a father or parent. Forgiveness deals with all the way across. If we don't forgive and begin to let things in our hearts, don't let things control us, our life begins to where we are not free at. Even though we go and we choose the time we go to bed, we choose the time we get up, but in the inward part of it, we still held hot. I want to send a special shout out to my spiritual father, Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop. You might be listening in. Sometimes he'll drop by and listen in and let me know. Thank God for him as well, Bishop Davis. And my God, I just thank God, you know, for everyone. And I thank God for all of you all. Continue to be men and women of daughters and sons. And if God ever put you all around a spiritual, truly spiritual father, please embrace that person. Do not put these individuals away. They're here to be a blessing in your life. Those that accept the individual as your spiritual father, keep and hit and draw all you can draw. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to walk your walk and be a leader that God chose. But that will never change. They'll always be there. God bless you all. I know this was an unusual service, and I'm going to turn it over to First Lady. And when I turn on First Lady, I'm going to say peace. She'll give an income. Last but not least.
Good morning, ABM. I want to give a special shout out to my and also I thank you for just taking the time out this morning to set us free in so many areas. And that's when you really, really know that you have a true man of God in your midst. You don't have to have conversations with him. You don't have to share information. But they just tap into the spirit and allow the Lord to use them. And that's what he did this morning. At the same time, he still committed to the Lord setting him free certain areas so that he can be infected. So I just want to say happy Father's Day to him. He is an awesome father in the household, just to see him from the day one, the connection he has with our children. And I just I appreciate him. And my father will, everybody knows how I feel, an incredible mark made on my life. And you can see it every day, my day-to-day walk. He has everything to do with that. So, Dad, happy Father's Day. I love you so much. Thank you for in your team and being committed today. And you have a blueprint, but you have the leading Lord. And I just thank God for that. I also want to thank God for all of the ADM men that are in the midst. You all know who you are. I'm very emotional this morning, so I don't want to start naming out names, but I just love you all, each of you all, so special in my life. So happy Father's Day to you. And I also want to, again, list Pastor C and this prayer and just continue to take one day at a time. This is definitely a journey, and we are committed to being there with you. So we love you, Pastor C. Happy birthday. And then also to give the ADM youth, Heaven Warren, she'll be celebrating her birthday on tomorrow. So happy birthday, Heaven. Hope you have a wonderful day. We miss you and cannot wait to see you. And she'll be celebrating his birthday on Friday the 26th. So happy early birthday, Jake. The best is yet to come.
continue to do your best. Okay, we got the point. Again, happy Father's Day. Continue to stay encouraged. Never love, never fail. With all hearts and minds, yeah, we love you, and we'll see you on tomorrow.
And I hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved?